Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday Blessing Call. It is November 24th, 2013, and in the United States, it is the Sunday before we celebrate Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. My name is Cecilia, and joining me today are Chris, Tammy, and Jenny. So, Chris, would you like to give us an update on Glenda's move?
Well, I'd be happy to. Yeah, they've had a little bit of rain, and so a little difficulty loading the last truck. The first truck has already arrived in their destination and is waiting for them to arrive. They had planned to head out this morning about 9 o'clock, so they're probably on the road at this moment. And I'm imagining actually just about to get to the Arizona-New Mexico border. Hopefully all is going well. We'll send some love and blessings her way. And but it does look like they finally got everything packed and into a truck, so that's great.
And she may or may not be calling in today. That's correct, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it all depends on her location, whether the signal is strong, and she might give it a shot. Hopefully, maybe she's just listening because she'll be driving her own vehicle. And interesting enough, a man named Redheart is driving the truck. So this is kind of cool. But having dropped the truck at the first truck in the Corpus Christi area, I was able to visit the house and just already feel the spirit just in enveloping it, and like angels were already there. The energy was pretty strong, so it's a beautiful place.
That's beautiful. Well, we send our love to you, Glenda, and we will definitely include Glenda Larry and their new home in the blessing today. So, well, because it is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we thought that it would be very appropriate to focus today's call on the power of gratitude. And gratitude is actually one of my favorite teachings from Love Without End. In the book, we are reminded to nurture our hearts by strengthening the positive impulses of our hearts through the daily practice of admiration and gratitude. So if there's any callers out there who would like to perhaps share what they're grateful for or how they practice gratitude in their lives, we would love to hear from you. If you would like to share, all you need to do is press *6 and then press the number 1, and that'll put you in our queue. And I just wanted to go ahead and share one of my absolute favorite quotes from Love Without End about gratitude, and it is in Chapter 9, The Blessed Life. This is the miracle of gratitude. It multiplies whatever you appreciate. This is why it is so important when giving that you give with love. In that way, you multiply the gift. You can multiply and expand anything with enough love. One thing becomes the many. So in the spirit of multiplying blessings, let's all take the opportunity to just reflect on what we're grateful for. I was thinking about it this morning, and one of the things that I am most grateful for are just those spontaneous moments of love and appreciation that are unexpected, but that just make you feel really joyful for being alive. Like when my dogs wake me up in the morning and they lick my nose, or when I'm cooking and my husband unexpectedly grabs me and gives me a hug, or, you know, when I'm on my way home and I catch the most gorgeous sunset. So the moments that can't be planned, but when they do happen, they're just full of love and my heart is just overflowing. Kind of like, remember, Chris, when we were on that boat on the ocean and the dolphins started jumping out of the water. And I can tell you, I don't remember what we talked about that day, but I will never forget that moment of joy as the dolphins jumped out of the water. And we just looked at each other and we were just smiling ear to ear. So
So wonderful. What an experience. And the whole day was just joyful, and just being in that space of willingness to allow what's going to happen, and just being in tune with everything that was around us. It's like they responded to our joy and our gratitude that they took the time to notice us. And it was beautiful, Cecilia. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Yeah, it was like we were speaking dolphin, which seemed to be the language of joy. No words joy. Were necessary.
Joy and playfulness. It was awesome. Because they were just playing. I mean, they were having so much fun, riding the wakes and just leaping out of the water. It was just beautiful.
Well, I see that we do have our first caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take the call. So this is area code 773. You are live. Hello.
Hello there, Cecilia.
Hi, Marguerite.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. And I have three things that I'd like to share that I'm grateful for. And the first one is the three of you and the four of you who actually have taken on the responsibility of making the blessing call continue, even if Glenda's not always available. And I think that any of us who have been a blessing giver and are participating, it's just a wonderful embodiment of letting the beingness that we're all working at come out into real manifestation. So that's really, I just want to thank the three of you that allow us and allow Glenda to move across the country and get resettled knowing that the weekly calls are going forward. So thank you very much. I'm extremely thankful for that.
You are so welcome. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, we are thankful to give Glenda a break because she deserves it.
Yeah. Well, and I think she also believes that you're also capable. So I think we underestimate our own capacities so often, and we think, well, I'm not ready, or she will do it differently. Of course she'll do it differently. We're all unique in what we do, but if we stay in touch with the blessing and the love that who we are, it will come out in our own ways. And I think you, all of you, working in partnership with one another and collaboration is also an important model for us going forward into the future, whether it's on a blessing call or in our lives. And so that's just something I want to just very clearly acknowledge, is not just you're doing it, but the model and the nature and way you're doing it, the sharing of it, which is really wonderful to hear and participate in.
Marguerite, that's so beautifully said. I think you're so right. We don't know. It really shows us the nature of our love when we are able to just jump in and try something out. And we don't know that until we do. Yeah, beautifully said. Thank you.
Well, and now within the thought of Thanksgiving, hold on, I'm having a little trouble with my headset here. Two things happened this week. I live up in Northern California, and we have not had any rain since March. And the hills are not even brown, they're gray. And we had a good rainstorm this weekend. And everybody is so happy, and it's just a reminder that we go through cycles, and we have to be willing to say that as things are changing, it doesn't mean that it's all negative, but I was just grateful for the water. We need water. We take water for granted. And I think just having a little gratitude for the sunlight and the water that allows us to live on this planet, to say nothing of the earth that we breathe. And so it was just wonderful to feel that refreshing, cleansing rain, and it washed off all of the dust that has been accumulating for months. So I would love to, when I do the blessing today, I'm going to be praying for peaceful water where there is drought, and calm where there has been so much rain and so much things. So I'm grateful for the weather and the weather pattern. And my third gratitude is this morning I went to the farmer's market, which is very close to where I live. And everybody was so excited. The apples, the fruit, the pomegranates, the olive oil, the bounty that will be celebrated, nature's bounty that will be celebrated. And it was wonderful to just have the feeling of the energy of people getting excited of thinking of the special meal. But I was also grateful that the food banks are offering Thanksgiving. So I will have Thanksgiving with my own family, but I also will be going and helping distribute food for those who are less fortunate. And so I think just the opportunity to have food on our tables is something to be very grateful for.
Yes, indeed.
I'd like to add something to that, Marguerite. I'm so grateful for the work you do as well. But I just loved how you brought up, you know, so many primary purposes of life itself, that sustainability and to be grateful for the base structure on which we stand on this earth. It's so important to be grateful and live in awe and wonder and how it all works. And it's just beautiful. So thanks for mentioning all that. Be blessing that too.
You're welcome. I don't have any more to say.
Thank you so much, Marguerite. Always nice to hear from you.
Always. I always carry all of us in our heart, wherever I go. But it's nice to touch lives. So thank you.
Yeah, we have so much to be grateful for in the fall. For the abundance of Mother Earth and Mother Nature as we celebrate in the fall harvest, as we enjoy the fruits of Mother Earth. And the rain is definitely part of that as well. And I think it's really important to be grateful for not just the food and our friends and family, but to actually consciously eat the food with gratitude, bless the food with our gratitude, and for the nourishment that it provides us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it looks like we have another caller. So area code 530, you are on.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Denise. And,
hi, Denise.
I'm in Northern California also, and I wanted to give thanks that a friend of mine who had a stroke yesterday is doing well, and I'd like to add her name for the blessing givers. Her name is Beverly, and she's a wonderful person, a wonderful musician. She just has such great spirit in this difficult time, and she's just someone. I was having my own life crisis yesterday, a pretty bad one, and then when I got the call that she was in the hospital, I went there and I did Reiki with her, the laying on of hands healing, and it just completely took me out of my other world into the blessed world of being in blessing with each other. And I would never wish a stroke on anyone, but I'm so glad that I was drawn in and able to just feel the divine love when we get so close to each other when these things happen.
Mm. Gosh, that's just so beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, and we'll include her in the blessing, but blessing you as well.
Thank
so
you.
You'll have even more to give, but. Oh my God! To feel that divine love—it it must be so glorious.
It's really amazing. And then when I talked to someone at the hospital this morning, they told me they had to say no visitors today because she had 30 visitors yesterday. And I thought, what a loving person she is! That so many people were moved and reached out to her. And I think that it's kind of interesting. These messages sometimes arrive in a very peculiar package, like a stroke, but there's so much love in it.
Mm.
So, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my
you.
Gosh. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Cecilia, you think we could add a little bit to that also, that, you know, having the attitude or the that all life events are a gift in some way or some form. I don't know if that would help access that divine love, but to always see the gift in any situation. Just a thought.
I think that's true. I think it's the part that's about the divine mystery. There can't be any mystery greater than the divine. And so it just helps a lot to remember that when we're drawn into these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no place where God is not.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Hi, this is Glenda. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
You are unmuted. Yes.
Unmuted. I was able to find a place to get on the phone with you, and I just couldn't not be here for at least a while. But thank you so much, Chris, and all the others, whoever is helping today. You're doing a great job. And, you know, these comments reminded me of a little story I got in the email, just, I think it was like about the day I was so overwhelmed with packing, I couldn't even see down the road. And it was about God's cake. And I think it addresses some of what you're talking about. There was a teenage girl who was complaining about her schoolwork and her failing grades, and a friend that moved away, and she just broke up with her boyfriend, and to her, life just wasn't worth living. And her mother was making a cake at that time, and she says to her daughter, she says, well, would a nice piece of warm cake help? And she said, oh, sure, you know, Mom, I love your cake. And so the mother said, okay, here, have a cup of oil, cooking oil. And she said, Mom, I wouldn't drink that. And the mom said, okay, well, have a teaspoon of baking powder. Mom, are you crazy? So mom said, okay, well, maybe you'd like two raw eggs. Are you flipping out, Mom? I thought you loved me. And mom said, well, you know, you're going to get them all in the finished product. And her daughter said, but the finished product is a beautiful cake. And then her mom said, well, you know, God's baking a cake also. And sometimes you get to taste or have to taste some of the individual ingredients that go into it. And they don't taste so good. And you think that God doesn't love you because he gives you a cup of vegetable oil or a raw egg. But it's all part of what's going to make this wonderful cake that you're going to enjoy in a couple of hours. And the daughter said, oh, okay, I get it. And I know that's kind of a simple, trivial little story, but there's a lot of profoundness in it because we're so focused upon what's happening to us right now. Like me, I am so tired from, I've been working on packing for 2 months and then hardcore packing for 2 weeks. And I am so tired. I can hardly feel the joy in the move. But I just keep thinking ahead to this beautiful paradise I'm going to. And I know that God's baking a cake for me. And if we can see the cake at the end, sometimes we can't see it though. That's the problem. Sometimes we're just so into the ingredients, especially if it turns out to be cayenne pepper or a little vinegar or something like that. We can't see the big picture. And I'm sure this is a lot the way Yeshua felt during the Passion Week. He got a lot of ingredients of the big cake, and they were not pleasant ingredients. But in the end, he received the ultimate blessing. So maybe that helps.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Glenda. Oh, my gosh.
I love that story.
Yes. Yeah. And we love your enthusiasm, Glenda. Love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It'll be real nice to have my voice back. When I get this tired, I'm so dehydrated. And I've inhaled so much dust. You know, I've invested in a dust mask factory, I think. There's just something about moving that, and I had no idea that my roots were so deep here, that I had so many people to say goodbye to. And, you know, it's just really, really hard to leave a place you've called home for 14 years. And I think this is another relevant subject to bring in for everybody, because not all of you are physically moving, but we're almost, everybody I know is moving on some level. Maybe it's a new job, a new relationship, a new way of looking at life, something, a big change, because the world is changing so fast. We're having to look at the change. And, you know, on one side, we look at the change and we say, okay, I can deal with that. All right, I'll just get a different job, learn something new. I'll move on down, I'll reconnect with old friends. And we look at the good side, but then when it comes to actually doing it, making the changes, what we get into are the ingredients the cake is made out of. And those are not so good. You know, like for me, cleaning up dust behind books that's probably been there 14 years, deciding what is going in, what's going to Goodwill, what's going in the rubbish bin. We decided to cut our load down by 50%. Hmm. And even then, we couldn't fit everything in a 26-foot truck. So we rented a 17-foot truck. Now, the 17-foot truck is full. And we're here a day longer, packing the last things. Like, where in the world are we going to put the last things? Are they going to Goodwill? Are we going to put them on Craigslist? Are we giving them to friends? Are we throwing them away? What are we? Are we renting a trailer? What do we do? Those are the ingredients that go into it. And, you know, I bet all of you have had experiences in life where you just knew something good was happening. You could see the cake. But when you got into mixing the ingredients, it wasn't so much fun. Mm. But then when the cake gets baked, we have a wonderful meal. So that's just kind of the way life is. And I think we have to approach it with a certain amount of wisdom, enthusiasm, and grace, and a sense of humor above all else. And I guess, no, above all else, love and appreciation for everyone around us, and love and appreciation for God, and love and appreciation for the fact that the universe really is supporting us. Think about this. We are standing on a planet, spinning on its axis, whirling around the sun, in the middle of a galaxy that is spinning like crazy, in the middle of a universe that's spinning like crazy, and yet we walk around every day, feet firm on the ground, no motion sickness. I mean, really, think about how much the universe has evolved and been created to support the basic needs of our life. One of the smallest entities created in the universe. But what makes us large is our heart. What makes us even larger than that is our love. And then when we love one another as ourselves, we become huge. And then when we love God with all our heart, we become gargantuan. And I think that's what does it for me, kids. You know, when I spread the scale like that, I can just about get through anything.
Wow.
You are an inspiration. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, we have to, sometimes we have to telescope from the smallest scale to the biggest scale, and then back and forth a few times until we've restored the elasticity in our body, heart, soul, and being. Because we can get really rigid and fixed inside the boxes we live in. You know how you could be sitting in a chair for so long you get TB? And I'll let you imagine what TB is. Tired bottom. Okay? Okay, so you've been sitting in a chair so long, all you have to do is walk around a little bit, and it's okay. You could squinch down on your legs and your feet go to sleep, but get up and walk around, and it's okay. Well, it's, life is like that on all levels. We could get fixed in our comfort zone, whether it's our work, our relationship. Do you know how many people stay in dysfunctional families and relationships because they've just basically gone numb inside them? And they don't know that there's anything better? I once counseled a woman who had allowed herself to be beaten for years and years and years. And she didn't know there was anything better for her. Now we got her to social services and then on down the road to something even better than that. And she's a glowing, productive, happy woman now. So sometimes these moves that cause us temporary convenience, these shifts in our life that cause us a little bit of discomfort and bring us to discover that our feet have gone to sleep and we've got tired bottoms from sitting in the same place all the time, it's good for us. And sometimes it takes quite a jolt to get us to do it. I don't have a clue what the time is. Chris, can you tell me?
12:27.
Okay.
Oh, it's 27 after. Sorry.
27 after 1.
Right.
27 after, yes. Okay, got it. Got it. Well, I think we better, I'll turn this back to Chris because he's going to be leading the blessing. And thank you so much for doing that, Chris. What I heard was marvelous.
Thank you, Glenda. We wish you the best.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. Well, I'll be here receiving the blessing. So have a good one, and be sure to rest afterwards and assimilate.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. It's all yours, Chris.
Jenny, did you want to go ahead and lead us into the blessing instructions?
Sure, yeah. I don't know. Chris, are you still on here?
Oh, sorry. You know, I was on mute. Thank you so much, Glenda. I was saying, actually, Cecilia, is there anybody left in the queue that was
there online? Are a few people left in the queue.
Let's see if we can take maybe one or two before we go in to the blessing. We can extend this a couple more minutes.
Okay, why not? Let's do it. All right, area code 858, you are live.
Hi.
I'm sorry about that. You are live.
Okay, it's Kathy in Lake Arrowhead. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Well, in listening to Glenda and the theme of today, you can probably tell from my voice that I've got a little bug, and I was thinking about how having some sort of sickness can benefit, and I've had a lot of practice at that, and one of the things that I've become really aware of and I'm so grateful for is that there is always, no matter how you feel, if you're fully in the moment, that you can experience gratitude. I mean, I can breathe. That is, you know, an amazing, amazing miracle. And even if I could find nothing else to be grateful for, that miracle in itself is so huge that everything else that would bother me becomes minuscule. So it's been a great spiritual practice. Having challenge in my life, and I think that's probably the path for maybe for all of us that that this is a practice, you know, being here on this planet, and that we really, by just being in the moment and focusing on gratitude, there is a way to connect to the divine always, because obviously the divine is everywhere. But it's through the challenge I'm learning that I get to most fully appreciate that connection. Otherwise, I get a little bit, you know, I think lackadaisical maybe, and take it for granted. So that's all.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, I can totally relate, Kathy. I was in bed the other day with a pretty bad cold, and I thought, you know, I can be in bed, and I can be frustrated, upset, you know, that I'm ill, or I can be in bed, and I can be grateful and at peace. And it's not always easy, but there is a choice, you know, and sometimes, we do need those little reminders of the things that we do take for granted to kind of see our lives from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take one more caller. Thank you so much, Kathy, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and to you.
All right. You are live. It's anonymous.
Hi. This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi. I just wanted to repeat what I said earlier that I keep thinking of while I'm listening to this call, which is how much gratitude I have for everybody on the line and how I celebrate the choices of everybody on the line and how the creation of this community and Glenda's message and Inspiritus Church and then these blessing calls and the blessing givers is just creating more and more ripple effects that help, like for me, almost like a buoy in the water, help me not like stay afloat with different life challenges, to keep dedicating and praying to be molded to take my place as God would hold in mind for me to be. And it's the last time when you all blessing givers and the amazing outreach on the call helped me, and it's changing me so much, and all of these calls are. And presently I have a life decision that's going to really shape the rest of my life, so I'm scared, and I keep trying to turn it over to God, and I hold it out for today's blessing call. But it's the community in all the choices that are like reaching towards the sun like a plant that keep us leaning in that direction of being the love that we are. It's just, I just huge thank you and want to celebrate it. I bet you the dolphins were celebrating you guys that you were speaking of before the call. And just yay for the guidance of Yeshua, yay for the yes that Glenda said to this calling in our life, and yay for you all, and yay for us all on the line. Mm-hmm. And I also pray to make the right decision with my present challenge, and I know that everything here is going to help in that direction, so thanks, and I pass.
Thank you, Heidi, and blessings to you, sweetie.
Blessings, Heidi. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will hold a space for you in our hearts.
Amen.
All so right. How are we doing? Should we start the blessing?
Yes.
I think we probably need to now. Yes.
So everyone touch your feet to the bare feet to the floor, and remove any covering from your head. Sit comfortably and relaxed with your back fairly straight, and keep any part of your body uncrossed. And if you can, drink some water. That will help a lot with the blessing conduction and afterwards as well. The blessing will last about 3 minutes, and during that time, pray your own prayer. Pray in silence or out loud. out loud with words or by singing, whatever is prayer for you. As you begin to pray, allow your attention to fall from your mind into your heart center. Do not pray from your fears or feelings of hurt, but pray from your joy, from your being as love, as a child of God. Pray from the knowing that you are whole and well, and that all will be well. Chris will now lead us into the blessing with an invocation.
Thank you, Ginny, and thank you, Tammy, Cecilia, and Glenda for being on this call today, and Heidi and all the others who spoke up to make this call what it is today. So let's take a deep breath and move into our hearts, even as we express our prayers, our hopes, our dreams to the Father. Just a few breaths to center ourselves in the zero point of our being, the ground of our love. Dearest Yeshua, friend, brother, master, Lord, so grateful for your presence here today, your presence in each of our lives, and for your guidance of Glenda and her trip cross country to Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. We ask for your special blessing and attention to Beverly, friend of one of our parishioners, who has suffered a stroke, but is recovering, and we seek she and love and light that the blessing of her situation may be revealed. And blessings to Heidi and her situation and her life choice, a destiny point that she has reached. As for your assistance and guidance in this matter, we're so grateful for our life, for all the abundance that surrounds us continually, that we may open our eyes and see it and appreciate it in awe and wonder, and awaken within us our divine love and our appreciation for the divine mystery, that we allow it to be what it is as we move through it. Even in that movement, we understand there could be highs and lows and difficult challenges, but let us be aware and let us feel your strength and guidance as we move through these moments in our life, forever looking to the next moment as movement closer to the divine within us. Bless our community and our connection to each other, as in our gratitude, our heart is strengthened. In your presence and in your name and nature, we pray. Amen. The energy transmission is complete. Now go and rest and absorb. Lie in thoughtless wonder as the energy of the Holy Spirit is passed through you by our friend Yeshua. And know that you are loved. Goodbye for now.